Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This is the 10% Happier Podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Happy Sunday, everybody. Time for a bonus meditation. A lot of people, myself included, have issues with restlessness during meditation. It can be hard to sit still, but there are techniques for that. And our teacher du jour, Sharon Salzberg, has a lot of tricks up her sleeve. And today we've got a guided meditation that goes right at the issue of restlessness. If you don't know Sharon, she was among the first to bring mindfulness and loving kindness meditation to mainstream American culture nearly 50 years ago. She's the co-founder of the Insight Meditation Society. She's written 13 books, and she's got her own great podcast called The Metta Hour. Here we go now with Sharon Salzberg.
Hi, this is Sharon. Restlessness in meditation is a time when the energy we experience outweighs the calm or tranquility that is present. In this meditation, the way we will practice with restlessness has to do with creating an expanded sense of spaciousness. To begin with, you can take a comfortable posture. You can close your eyes or keep them open. To help create a different container for restlessness, we're going to be listening to sound in this meditation. It's a way of relaxing deep inside, allowing our experience to come and go without interference. You can start by hearing the sounds around you, sounds that arise and pass away as though they're washing through you. There's nothing you need to do about them. You don't even have to understand them. Whether it's the sound of my voice or other sounds, some near, some far, some welcome, some not so welcome. You don't have to send your ears out to listen. Relax deep inside. Our mind is like open space, and sounds appear and disappear, arise and pass away. Recognize that sound is continually coming and going outside of our control. One of the ways this meditation is used is to show us that we can actually meet any experience with greater clarity, openness, spaciousness, kindness. Notice how effortlessly each sound is known in the moment that it appears. We're not looking around for sounds. Rather, we're simply receiving them. create a vast sense of space in which sound is arising and falling, Remember, if you start to feel restless during your day's activities, pausing for a moment and opening to sound is a way of creating space for that energy. And when you feel ready, you can open your eyes, noticing the sounds around you. Thank you for your practice.
Thank you, Sharon. You can find more meditations like this one over on the 10% Happier app. Just download the app wherever you get your apps to get started.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think, some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondry and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondry app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondry Plus in the Wondry app or Wondry Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Once Upon a Beat.